Hello, it's Cho Ying. Welcome back to Yes, Your Expressions of Self. Today, someone recently asked me a question about what do you expect, what do we expect in meditations? That is actually one of the most hardest questions because it's a great question, what to expect. I find that in the practice, there is a natural ways of how we learn, how we think. So there is some kind of level expectations of, first of all, how to meditate. What should we do? Should we concentrate? Should we focus? And what type of method? Because everyone will tell you there is a particular instructions of how to meditate. And that's always a good beginning. But once you continue to meditate, actually, it doesn't really matter because every meditation, just to recognize and observe that the mind will go on itself. And it's okay to allow it to go on itself. So some of the experience I have with meditation is that at the beginning, maybe I will put myself in that method where I need to sit down, I need to quiet my mind, I need to... The need that comes up and arise is really part of my own thinking process. Maybe it is a way to discipline myself, put myself that this is, I want to put myself in meditation for 5 to 10 minutes, at least for now, to discipline. And then it goes into attached to a story or memories that arise. And this is experience of meditation, not so much to give an instructions of how to meditate, but we do need some kind of guided way for beginners to say, sit and relax, and however comfortably you are at. And I think many people focus too much of how to sit. If we struggle with our body in so much pain, we're not really meditating because it takes time to discipline and create a habit for us to sit in a place and say, this is the spot, this is the space that I'm going to meditate. But back to the expectation, I will say there is no expectation. If I have to give some type of expectation, expect that you will have a busy mind, you will have busy thoughts. And a lot of time is even following the thoughts, it's give you an incredible meditation because allow you to begin to realize how much power, how much control your thoughts has over you and your emotions. And the emotion is always there. So it isn't really that simple. It's a very complicated question, actually, to have any type of expectation. But I will say, just for beginners to relax and sit with it, sit through it. And some of the experience that I find the best meditations actually isn't a good meditation, isn't a quiet meditation. It is when I have tremendous challenge, when I have difficulties, or when there's obstacle that maybe I need to solve or fix. But going into the meditation to sit and not allow, not to give in to the body or the actions that I need to do something about it, is to let this energy settle down. Let my mind go through its race, even though I'm fighting it, even though I'm pushing it. Allow myself to discipline the body that I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to give my mind any more power. I'm going to be here for 15 minutes, whether I'm listening to music or listen to something that help me gently to confront the mind and the thought process. And that is a really good meditations, that learning more to surrender to the thoughts or coming back to a little bit of control. We either too much control of ourselves or wanted to be in control, or learning how to balance, how to surrender, how to let things go and still be in control, that the thoughts and the mind itself is powerful, but it doesn't have that power over you, and that is your heart. Thank you for listening. See you next time.